have a good day. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 306, titled Have a Good Day. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Ever have someone wish you a good day? We hear it all the time, don't we? Your next door neighbor, the cashier in the grocery store, your friend at school, or even a total stranger may say to you, have a good day. Some are sincere, some are not. But does this wish cause us to have a good day? How can we really have a good day, not only today, but every day of our lives? A good day and a good forever. It is our wish for everyone not only to have a good day, but to have a good forever. And how can you have a good day if you are not assured of a good forever? You may try to ignore the future by concentrating on the pleasures of this life. You may be partly successful with this and even say to yourself, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But if you do not know where you will be when your life is over, thoughts of the future will inevitably return to spoil your present joys. One thing can ruin both. God has provided a way for everyone to have a good forever. But if you do not avail yourself of that way, then your future is foretold in Hebrews 9:27, where the Word of God in the Holy Bible says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Death and judgment are the results of sin. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin will keep you from having a good forever, and it will keep you from having a good day. If you die in your sins, it will be too late to change your forever. Revelation 20:15 says in the Holy Word of God, the Holy Bible, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Today can make the difference. But you can change that future now, today. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God, who is holy and must punish sin, is also a God of love. He has provided a way for sinners to be saved from the consequences of their sin. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that God is long-suffering toward us and is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In fact, God never prepared hell for man, but for the devil and his angels. You will be glad to know that the price has already been paid. The salvation that God provided does not set aside his holiness and righteousness. It is summed up for us in Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ, the sinless Son of God, satisfied all of God's holy and righteous requirements by dying for our sins. God's wrath and judgment against sin were met by Christ when he suffered the awful agonies of the cross. Jesus then rose from the dead, proving these things to be true. So what is the way? Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Yes, God has provided a way for you and me to have a good forever, not only a good day, but a good forever. And so I guess we're saying to you today, have a good forever. This way of salvation is open to all who will confess their sins to God in true repentance, believe that Jesus died for them, and receive him as their Lord and Savior. If you sincerely take these steps, the power of death will be broken, and there will be no judgment ahead for you, because Jesus Christ has said in his word, in the Holy Bible, St. John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Your sins will all be forgiven, and your future will be bright and clear with a certainty of being with Christ in heaven. Have you trusted Christ as Savior? There's a hymn titled, "O Happy Day." I assure you that if you trust Christ as Savior today, not only will it be a good day, but a happy day in your life. If you have never trusted Christ as Savior, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Pray this prayer with me. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner because I've done evil in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. As I now trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, as I now believe with all of my heart that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to change. Help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old sins and my old life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, for the remainder of my life into a happy forever. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. The source of good days. As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not only be sure of a good forever, you will also be able to have a good day every day of your life. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And the more you fellowship with him through prayer and reading his holy word, the Bible, the more you will experience his presence in your life. even when everything around you seems dark and discouraging. God's presence in your life brings fullness of joy. Dear friends, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit GospelLightSociety.com. The tract the pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at mwtb.org, and I strongly encourage you to do so. But when you order these tracts, pass them out for the glory of God and for the salvation of the lost. May God bless you. Amen. Until next time.